I am so excited that we're here at Work Truck Week 2024, and I'm with one of my favorite people of all time. Ken, it's so good to see you.
Oh, Catherine, bless you. It's always good to see you. You always bring out exuberance in everything you do.
Well, I'm certainly exuberant today because I've heard that you have reached a goal that many of us that work hard do. You've had other people that have acknowledged the value of what you've built.
Yes.
And that are willing to continue to invest in it to help other people.
Absolutely. We are, in fact, today is the announcement day, and I'm proud to do it right now, that we are partnering with Nexus, One Nexus, and it's going to allow us to touch so many more lives.
Right.
That's the exciting thing. And it never would have happened, and I probably would not have accepted if it wasn't the fact that Will Brogan, who I coached since he was
yep.
a young guy, was already involved, so that was enough for me.
Right.
And just having him and reuniting is just a blessing.
So from a purely kind of executional, tactical perspective, what do you see happening next?
I see us doing a lot more major events. Both our boot camps, which we do all over the country, we'll be able
Absolutely.
To actually do more of those and have a greater reach. That's the big thing. And then also it affords the opportunity to speak at a lot of events and, again, to spread the word. I mean, it's all about helping people.
It really is.
And it gives us a chance to help so many more people.
That's great. And I agree with you. In fact, I saw Will yesterday. He was in a little workshop that we did with Jim Press.
That's right.
And I wanted to talk with you a little bit about, you know, what kind of surfaced in that. And it was not surprising, but it was certainly unique, and I kept thinking your name, Ken could only hear this, which is dealers really need to become consultative. I'm like, holy cow, Ken.
Oh, absolutely. I live by saying questions rule the world. And the big aspect with dealers, we find that so many of them do what we call show up and throw up, or
yeah.
they don't make sales calls at all. They wait for people to come to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've always been big on joining groups like the Home Builders Association
right.
and using great products like you guys.
Right. Well, I'm very fortunate because I've been to a couple of your boot camps, and each time I learned something new, and I remembered more things. You know, I've been around a little bit, and you know that whole it's funny because it's true no matter what industry you're in. You know, if you ask questions, you know what's important.
Oh, amen.
Yeah,
and it's funny when we take on a dealership. One of the things that Will and I do. We go out and make sales calls with them,
mm-hmm.
and we let them do the first couple of sales calls.
Yeah.
And then I say, okay, the next one I'm going to take over and just kind of watch what I do. And then we debrief, and I don't tell them the difference, but they always know. He said, gosh, you ask a lot of questions. I said, yeah, I need to learn about them. It's not
right.
about me. It's about the customer. It's about the prospect.
Right.
And they pick up on it pretty quickly. It takes a while to get them in the mood to,
right.
to really be a consultant. I say what you really are in this industry is you become a therapist.
You know, there's a lot to that. And honestly, even though what you've been preaching for a long time made a lot of sense when I first joined the industry. Today, it's even more important. And you look at all the changes that are happening, all of the dynamics with vehicle evolution,
yes.
all the dynamics of additional services that dealers are expected to be explaining and helping their customers with.
Right.
It can't be go to the freezer and get the box anymore, right?
Well, absolutely not. It's again, it goes back to what I call the informed and educated consultant. That's what we've become.
Mm-hmm.
We're not blank salespeople alone anymore.
Right.
And before it was show up and throw up. That's a term we use. It's a little bit disgusting, but it's about learning and it's about gathering information and make sure there's a fit. I tell the commercial truck guys, I said, this company might not be a fit. So we can't sell to everybody.
Right.
Maybe they've got a different set of standards, a different set of values, and there has to be a fit. And you only find out by asking questions.
You know, I was just thinking, as we kind of evolve in the industry together, and you know, 4 years ago we launched Comboy, and the goal was really to have a true marketplace that was centered around the buyer, right?
Yes.
And that meant including information. And so two things we were just launching that I wanted, I'm thinking here I should tell you about, because I think that dealers can use these as resources to help them be resources to their customers. So one is we launched what we call New Propel. It's spelled N-U Propel. And it's all about advanced fuel systems in the commercial vehicle space.
Excellent.
Because it is very crazy right now.
Yeah.
And there's no central place where you can be confident that the information has been curated.
Yes.
And there's a lot of just confusing information where people are making statements that self-serve. So we've made a commitment to doing that.
Oh, wow. That's
and so
incredible.
I think, you know, we should talk a little bit about that. And the other one is there's a group called Escalant. They're a research group out of Detroit, and they do focus on some commercial stuff. And they've had a community for fleets for about 8 years now, and we've been working with them to make that community open to anybody in the industry.
That's excellent.
And if somebody joins the community and answers a few surveys, they get a newsletter called the Ryan Report. Now it's being renamed, but it's really cool, Ken, and you know, especially the way that you think about stuff. We should talk about that, because if dealers could go to somebody and say, hey, you know, I have something I'm going to give you that might help you understand things better, and I just want to help you, right? Yeah, so we'll talk about that afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it, and again, we've always looked at it as we're a servant to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our job is to make you more successful, and if we do that, we're going to earn your business.
Yeah.
And it's just going to happen.
Absolutely.
In many cases, we don't have to ask for it. They begin to get excited about working with us.
It's a natural thing.
It is.
Yes. And and the most wonderful thing about it is that it's positive for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing I've always loved about your commitment and what you do and how
you
talk to people. So.
Thank you. Well, everybody's important. You know, it's funny. Sometimes I'm on sales calls, and I spend so much time getting to know the gatekeeper, for instance.
Right.
And, you know.
Absolutely.
How long have you been here? What do you do for fun? I'll never forget, I have to tell you the story. I had a tough gatekeeper who said, well, you're not getting by. So we walked back out the door. I went and picked up some flowers.
Yeah.
And I came back with flowers. I said, would this help? And she said, okay.
You know, I thought that is something that I tell even our team when we call dealers. Get to know the person that answers the phone. And you know, you're not there in the dealership. You know, they know where everybody is, trust me. And if you want to talk to somebody, that you should be friends with them. And just think about what the struggles are in their daily
life. Oh, absolutely. They have so many times they have to say no.
That's right.
No.
And people are cranky. That's the other thing. Never be cranky, right?
Never. If you are, don't walk in the door.
That's right. We don't need more of that.
No.
Well, again, congratulations on your next move.
Oh, thank you. We're so excited.
Yeah. And we'll be working together as always.
Oh, bless you.